First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Jason Scores explores how California went blue and what this bodes for the country.
California used to be the home base for the conservative movement and the Republican Party. Both Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan got their starts here, and much of the intellectual roots of conservatism was formed in think tanks and political organizing based in the Golden State. Fast forward 30-plus years, and the GOP has been utterly defeated at the state level, with Democrats holding supermajorities in the state legislature, both Senate seats, and the majority of the congressional House seats as well. How did this happen? The Republican Party in the 1990s started lurching to the right on immigration issues, passing draconian laws against bilingual education and immigrants' rights, and the public responded by punishing Republicans severely at the polls, from which they have never recovered. In the ensuing decades, California has become increasingly more diverse, and this coalition strongly supports Democratic priorities. Not all has been rosy, as housing affordability continues to take its toll throughout the state, but California remains a model for celebrating diversity and defeating reactionary politics. Many say that as goes California, so goes the country, and already we see some evidence of this, as more diverse states like Arizona, Texas, and Georgia are trending Democratic. However, this has been offset somewhat by some of the less diverse states trending more Republican. One thing is clear, the areas where America becomes more culturally diverse become more progressive, and over time this bodes well for an end to politics of white supremacy that is at the core of the GOP's political strategy.
Jason Scores teaches public policy in the Monterey Bay area. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.